you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Happy Saturday, everybody. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm John Raby for KPCC and LAist.com. If you're a fan of the movie Swingers, you remember the iconic scene inside LA's Dresden Room with the lounge singers Marty and Elaine.
You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk.
Hi, Grant.
Marty Roberts died January 13th at the age of 89. His daughter announced his death Tuesday night on Facebook. To pay tribute, let's listen back to this 2016 interview when we talked with the duo for their 35th anniversary of playing at the Dresden.
I needed a drummer, and my girlfriend Adele told me about him.
Slow.
He sounded like my ex-boyfriend, who I had just broken up with, who was a drummer. So I asked him to come over, and he came over. He said, I'll come over, but I won't bring my drums. So I thought, oh boy, another ladies' man, just what I didn't need.
She's a musician and played piano. It was beautiful, and still is.
We got married 4 months later, to the day.
Well, it's my lucky number, four. I'm an April four. There's a song called Four.
Miles Davis.
We're basically jazz players in a way.
Oh, yeah. We started out as diehard jazz musicians. We wouldn't play anything else. And we were doing okay until we had a baby. And then,
I didn't have the baby. Okay, I want to clarify that.
Well, it was your fault. Anyway, when we had a baby, we had to start playing everything that we were told to play. We were copying top 40 records like all the other bands, and we got a write-up and it said Marty and Lane were good, but they sound like every other band, and we had to agree because we were all copying the same records. And this guy told us, when you play a tune you hate, the light goes out of your eyes. And Marty said, let's throw out the tunes we don't like. So we did.
That's the truth. We were working up at another place. We had just come back, I guess, from Palm Springs or one of the places, and we went into a club called Michael's.
And the boss from that owned this place, Carl Ferraro, used to come in and check us every Tuesday to
from
see
here.
How we were doing. And he said, when you leave here, be sure and call me. I want you in my place.
That's how we got up there into here, you know.
We didn't think anything of it, actually. It was just another job, and it was a two-week job, and
we didn't know we'd be here that long.
No, we didn't. It became like a little home.
Once I get you up there,
you look back and say, wow, time isn't flying. It's zipping along at breakneck speed. You know.
It is. I feel like I'm living the life of a fly. Just
why did I want to marry her?
Why did you hesitate?
I didn't hesitate.
Four long months, in other words.
Four long months, yes. Because I had a lot of pressure. I was with a roommate that was a lunatic.
His friends all told him, don't get married. You'll regret it. You won't make a go of it. It'll be horrible. Don't do it. And they were pressuring him. So I said to him, hey, you don't want to do it? Fine, I'll marry someone else.
That was one of the main things. Plus, she was into music like I was. And we had a lot in common. And our good friend Vince Vaughn, John Favreau's is cool.
Got us in that movie, Swingers.
You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk.
Hi, Grant.
Vince had bought me a sandwich years ago. And he wasn't a star or anything then, you know.
No, he was just so sweet and so charming. And he used to ask me every month or so, what clippings do you have? What interviews did you have? And I tell him, and I thought, wonder why he cares. And then after a year, he said, we knew this a year ago, but we didn't want to tell you because we didn't have funding yet. We didn't want you to be disappointed if we couldn't get funding. And so then he told us, and it all clicked into place. And
now, don't tell this whole story, or else he'll come back and say, or whatever.
That's why we were in Swingers, because
but
we had
this
all
the
publicity.
Vince is the one, believe me.
Mike, I'm telling you, your money. You're so money.
All right, I want you to go over to that girl and I want you to get those digits.
Your money.
Come here a second, listen.
And they told us not to try to play good, to be funny. We did it once. They said, no, that's good, too good, we want funny. So we did it over. And then they said it's an independent film on a low budget, and we thought it would disappear very quickly, so it didn't matter if we cut it up and be ridiculous. And it never died. It just had its 20th anniversary. We're very blessed to have had a place where we could play what we wanted to play.
We love it because, number one, we love it. Number two is it's not boring.
That's true.
Definitely not boring.
We meet interesting people, and a lot of times people tell us, I had such a hard day and you made me feel so much better. And that makes it all worthwhile because it makes people happy.
As long as we're still
able.
As long
as we're standing.
I don't know about being here, we'll be alive. That's the main thing. Staying alive, you know.
Like the song says, staying alive.
Whether you're a brother or West, you're a father or staying alive, staying alive. Mid City shaking, everybody breaking, I'm staying alive, staying alive. By the way, I use my walk, I'm a woman's band, no time to talk.
Hi, Greg.
Is it clown and woman warm my band, kicked around since I was born, now it's all right. It's okay, you may look the other way. You can try to understand, but you have time to face that man. Whether you're a brother or west, you're a father, we're staying alive, staying alive. Mid-city shaking, everybody's breaking out.
Marty and Elaine, from a 2016 interview on The Frame celebrating their 35th anniversary at the Dresden. Marty Roberts died January 13th at the age of 89. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Whatley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe, thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. I'm John Raby.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.